There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I'm fine, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I am living well.
Good, good. Two questions. Number one.
All right.
I'll give you three scenarios. In 2009, I was informed I had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So I was on the glipizide and metformin and metoprolol. Don't like the glipizide, cause blurred vision. The metformin seems to do okay. Well, the doctor didn't really pay me no attention, so I'm between doctors right now. The question is, over the past week and a half, I've been having pain on the left side of my foot, right at the fatty part, the ball under the toe, and on the heel, like tingling sensation.
Okay.
And I wonder if there's something I can use or take for that. I do take biotin, garlic, probiotics. Recently started that about, say, 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Eating habits haven't been the greatest, but I'm serious now about changing that.
Okay, good.
Include more fruits and veggies. 3 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier than I am now. I still plus size. I still need to lose more weight. But 240 sounds better than, well, 252 is better than 287.
Yeah, that's right. That is true. So you're willing to make some changes. That's the key, right?
Yes.
And so the doctors now still have you on the medications, but you really want to come up with a new game plan. Have you started exercising at all?
Well, I walk every day.
Okay.
My vehicle is out and I haven't purchased a new one, so I do a lot of walking now.
And how long do you walk for? Maybe 30, 45 minutes? How long do you go out there for?
That was a blessing within itself in disguise. As opposed to riding everywhere, yes.
That's good. That's always a plus. All right, so coming up with a new game plan for the diet itself. So, you know, each one of your meals, three meals a day, couple snacks in between, are going to be important. Portion sizes are big, too, so you want to keep those relatively small. But you want to make sure you're getting in those good, lean, quality proteins, and you're eating good fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats. And you always want to remember that fats really are not going to make you fat. They're the good kind. And they're actually great for supporting your hormones. They're great for supporting getting the right kind of calories, the gut protein in them as well. So brain chemistry, I mean, there's a host of things of what the right kind of fats can do for your body. So all that's important. And with diabetes, you always want to make sure when you're eating your meals, one, that you're eating steady, you know, that you don't have a lot of gaps in between the meals, but then also that you have a protein, which is like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, along with a fat. When you eat those together, then whatever carbohydrate you have, it will help regulate the blood sugar. So fat and the protein helps regulate. Now, they both do. You can do one or the other, but it's good to always get all three nutrients in one meal. Now, if you do a snack, like, for example, let's say it's 10 a.m. and you're trying to eat something between that and lunch, you could do a handful of almonds or walnuts or something like that, and you know, maybe an orange, or because you're eating the whole food itself.
Correct, but it's not really.
It starts now with you making a decision you want to get well. And with you doing that, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And don't look back. You remember what happens when people look back? There's an old story about how someone turned to a pillar of salt. You don't want to look back, girl. You want to keep looking forward and make it happen. And we'll do whatever we can here to support you along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers are available, a great network of providers around the country that believe in nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Unbelievable on how they can take care of you, taking you from where you are to where you need to be. Jane, you're with us next. How can I help?
Hi. I have ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
And it's fairly well controlled.
Okay.
But it's about 6 or 7 years ago, I started having problems with my eye. And I have more trouble now with my eye than I do with the colon, and I'm wondering if there's something
related,
some supplement, something. I know it's related, but I'm wondering if there's something I can do, something that something different other than what you would take just for general inflammation. Is there anything that will help with the inflammation that's healthy? Does that make sense?
It does. Eye healthy. Yep, it does. And so what are the main symptoms of your eye? It's bothering you, but what's going on?
I have chronic iritis and chronic retinitis. So I'll just wake up one morning and I can't see, and I go to the doctor, and the macula is inflamed.
Yeah, one of the big that's a challenge. Your diet plays a role. Stress plays a role. Those two, okay? And so eating very well, cutting down foods that create a lot of inflammation, like the processed foods, grains, a lot of dairy products, cutting those out can make an enormous difference in what you're dealing with. There are some supplements, but I wouldn't lean on those because I don't think that supplements would really be the kind of that silver bullet that would kind of take over. Really, your daily habits over a long period of time are what's going to prevail. But there are certain supplements that can help. Lutein, which is a version of vitamin A, and xanthan, those are both components of vitamin A, and they've been known to help with supporting eye health. But again, those are just kind of an adjunct. That's not really something that needs to be on the forefront. Cod liver oil is good. The omega-3 fats that come in that are just spectacular. And, of course, it's only going to bring you to a better place all the way around, from hormones to everything else in the body. So just a couple things to think about. Again, get into what you're eating. That's the key. With ulcerative colitis, see, as you know, like we're talking about, it goes hand in hand. So cutting out gluten from the diet, it means all grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. Cow's milk, dairy, pasteurized, homogenized, because the body has a hard time breaking that down. Probiotics can be very helpful along the way, too, because it's going to replace and put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You've got to set a good foundation. The foundation for everything in your body starts in the gut, and you probably already know that, but just a couple of reminders to help you with that. And I tell you what, I wouldn't get overly frustrated, because a lot of these things can resolve, and I'm sure your docs are going to work with you on that. But keep doing your research and keep pursuing health, because with the ulcerative colitis, that's your root. And by clearing that up, so much of your body is going to improve.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's 888-283-7272. 972 and get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, there's a lot of hype about, of course, I think I'm a big fan of animals, and dogs especially. I think they can be, you know, they call them man's best friend, woman's best friend, and they bring so much joy to our lives, and I really believe it helps people live longer. Having a companion of some sorts, even at that level, becomes like family. And so having your dogs around, can they be good for your health or not? Well, I think they're ultimately great for your health. But then there's the aspect of whether they're hypoallergenic or are you allergic to them? Do they create more allergies for your kids, for you? But, you know, the interesting thing is hypoallergenic dogs are no less likely to make you sneeze than other dogs. There's a new study out on this. So technically there's dogs that were created and bred to be hypoallergenic, which I think is ridiculous. But it's widely believed that hypoallergenic dogs produce less dander and saliva and shed less fur, making them a healthier choice for people with allergies. But a team at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit found no scientific evidence that hypoallergenic dogs produce fewer allergens. The researchers examined dust samples from about 173 homes with 60 different breeds of dogs, including 11 breeds considered hypoallergenic. Samples were collected from the floor or carpet of the baby's bedroom 1 month after a newborn was brought home, and only from homes with just one dog. So researchers then analyzed the dust samples for the dog allergen CAN-F1, and there were no significant differences in allergen levels between homes and hypoallergenic dogs and those with other dogs. Studies published in the March issue of the American Journal of Rhinology and Allergy. That's always been a hot topic, whether or not you should get a hypoallergenic pet or not, and is that really going to make a big difference in your overall profile and dealing with allergies? I mean, if you cut down the histamine and you increase your digestibility of proteins better, you're not going to be as responsive to the dander or pollen or anything else, any other kind of allergen for that matter. So, I mean, is it the chicken or the egg? I think with allergies, from the research I've done and seen, that it's so much more really to get down to the bottom line and make sure that you're breaking your proteins down and get to the root cause of the matter, rather than just being kind of out in the fringes and still working on the symptoms themselves. That's just a better route to go. With dogs, just get the dog that you like and that you love, and then create healthier lifestyle choices around, and you're not going to be dealing with allergies anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was having problems with my shoulder. Like, if I cough, I feel a pain, but if I sneeze, the pain so bad that it pretty much draws my shoulder in.
Okay.
And I went to my chiropractor, and she's can't figure out what it is. And I've done x-rays, and it's not showing any kind of bone damage or anything. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
Have you done anything to hurt it? Were you playing a sport or anything that injured it?
Golf,
tennis?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Golf or tennis?
No, not really. I work at UPS. I do a lot of lifting and lowering of heavy boxes. And then in December, I was rear-ended.
Okay, got it. Well, then here's the deal, kind of the breakdown. You're already going to a chiropractic physician, which I think is smart, because you have to realize that with the shoulder itself, the nerves that come out and innervate the muscles means that they go out and go into the muscles and control everything into the arm, actually originate from the base of the neck. And so in a car accident, a lot of times you get, even though you might not feel whiplash or whatever, you still take the impact. And studies have shown that it really can decrease the disc height than the base of the neck. And so you've got to be careful with that, because if nothing gets addressed, then, of course, they probably explain that to you. They can cause the issues to get worse, and, of course, it'll cause the function to decrease or decline within the shoulder, and that's not going to help anyone. So you might want to, I mean, hopefully they'll still be working on that. That's a big, big key with the overall process. I would also have maybe a physical therapist look at it, because they can look at it from a biomechanical perspective and look at some of the muscles. Your chiropractic physician can look at that too. It just depends on how they're trained, whether they're trained more in extremities or not. But you'll want to have them look actually at the different aspects of the shoulder and see how the range of motion is and that sort of thing. So I would look into that and make sure you have a couple of folks around you that creates a great team for that. The other issue too is, from a nutritional perspective, vitamin D, which is a big player, and also boron and manganese can all play a big role in supporting a healthy shoulder. And if you get deficient at all through stress or poor diet or whatever it might be, then it can cause things not to work as well and can cause issues in that regard. So keep those things kind of in your pocket to look through along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But, you know, that's the good news. The good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, then many times you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. So the hope is that even though we might have messed some things up ourselves, we can undo that and make better choices, educated choices, with where we are. We don't have to be stuck. We can actually improve our lives simply by making new lifestyle choices. And no one else can do it but you. That's the cool thing. You can actually step up and undo a lot of the stuff that's going on in your life. So you've been diagnosed with something, don't freak out, because help can be right around the corner. You just have to know what that is, what kind of choices to make, and then see a new you begin to pop up. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That's the key, and we help you do that right here on the show. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you know struggle with diabetes, or are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy, the diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
The lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We want to take you from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to be willing to make the change, and that is the key. Our food for the day are cherries, one of my favorites. A growing body of science now reveals that tart cherries, as either dried, frozen, or cherry juice, have among the highest levels of disease-fighting antioxidants when compared to other fruits. They also contain other important nutrients such as beta-carotene, which is, of course, 19 more than they, times more than they have in blueberries or strawberries, vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, iron, fiber, and folate, which emerging evidence links cherries to many important health benefits, from helping you ease the pain of arthritis and gout to reducing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Cherries also contain melatonin, which has been found to help regulate the body's natural sleep patterns, helps form serotonin, which, of course, helps with depression, and then, of course, can prevent memory loss and delay the aging process. I don't know about you, but all this sounds pretty darn good. A recent study from the University of Michigan reveals that new evidence linking cherries to heart health benefits, and the study found that a cherry-enriched diet lowered total weight, body fat, especially important belly fat, inflammation, and cholesterol risk factors. especially for heart disease. So get your cherries in. Really good for gout, but good for other issues as well. 888-283-7272 are the phone lines. They're open. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Barbara, you're next with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. I'm on as an advocate for a friend of mine who is very skittish about calling in, and I'm just worried sick about her.
That's okay. Let's talk about her. What's going on?
I tried to get her on night before last, and I wasn't able to get on that night myself. She has a heart condition. She has terrible attacks of gout, the last attack she had, she went to the hospital, and they wanted to take her toe off, and she slithered through that and didn't have it done, and she was on prednisone, and she said as long as she was on prednisone, the gout didn't bother her, but
right.
now she's evidently off the prednisone. She has a heart condition, and she only has one kidney. The other kidney is just not functioning at all. And she told me night before last that she had her toe was oozing and had a terrible odor from it. And I tried to tell her that, you know, that this could be gangrene setting in. And she takes Oxycontin, I believe it is. And as I say, she has a heart condition. She also has ulcers. And so when you came on the other night, you were mentioning that vinegar was good for bacterial like underarm deodorants and things like that, and I suggested that she get some of that and soak her foot in it to see if maybe that would take the infection out of it, I couldn't get her to go on last night, and I just wondered if you can offer suggestions.
Are you more concerned about the now has she been to her doctor through this process, or just you and her talking?
No, she's been to her, she's going to the doctor just about all the time for something, but what I'm trying to do is to save her foot from being amputated. I feel like she's close to having that happen.
Have the doctors told her that?
Well, they...
I know they said they wanted to cut her toe off,
yeah,
but they didn't do that.
Well, I'm just afraid that she's just letting it slide, and maybe she's got gangrene working on it now. That's what it sounded like to me. She said she had her toes spread apart with cotton, and she needed to go to a podiatrist, I guess, because every time she walked, her toenails were cutting into her toes, and she can hardly walk with the foot the way it is.
I would probably have, just my thoughts on this is to stay with her doctor, and obviously if it is infected, then getting that under control. But if it's gout and that's what we're dealing with, then you got to look, she's got to look at, number one, looking at her diet, making some radical changes there, but also making sure that her body's breaking down the excess proteins, because if it's not, then it's building up these uric acid crystals in the joint, and that's what causes the gout, the gouty arthritis, to be so painful and to not really go away. And so there are some things that can help, but I'm with you. If it's infected, which it sounds like it is, they've got to get that under control. She needs to be on, obviously, some, if it's infected, antibiotics and the whole nine yards. So I'm surprised if it is infected, they don't have her on some form of treatment like that. Do they not?
Well, apparently not. I guess when she left out of there with the... without having her toe amputated, I don't know. She also has some constraints of low income, And I don't know. She said she knows that she's not supposed to eat things like ham and things like that, but she just doesn't seem to. I don't know what it is, whether it's the drug she's taking, and she evidently just doesn't listen and doesn't seem to be aware of what she's doing to herself.
I would be real careful and steer clear. Even if she's dealing with some tough financial situation, maybe she can have some friends come along or whatever and help her. But going and get that, if it's infected, she's got to go to the doctor and have that treated. I mean, it sounds to me like that's the first priority, regardless if she's already left and kind of gone and went against what they wanted. First, she needs to take a real hard look and listen to what they have to say, not go do her own thing, but actually get, because when it gets to that level, her physicians are going to have the best advice. And it's even tough for me to even give it a thought, even without seeing it. The biggest thought I can give her, if you're asking me what to tell her or what to do, is to go back to her doctors, regardless, even if she has to find more of a faith-based clinic that will, you know, work with her financially. Because to leave it like it is and just hope for the best or look for something natural, that's not a smart move on her part at all. Like, I wouldn't even, that's not even in the realm of what she should be doing. She's got to go to get that handled literally to whatever level needs to take place and then move forward with what she has left from there to come up with a good structured game plan. So that's kind of my thought, is to definitely go over there and get with her doctor immediately. That's what I think. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Ed now. Hi, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm going to be 56 here in a couple weeks. Definitely a few pounds old. I have a hard time, I think, with some, as far as, wanting to or desiring to get intimate or a certain amount of sex or whatever.
Right, I get it. So there's no desire, or it's difficult to make things happen?
Not difficult to make things happen, but once it does, it's like the steering over it, interested whatsoever in trying to continue to make it happen.
So your interest levels are down pretty heavy from what they used to be. And
quite a bit, yeah.
And then performance is suffering as well, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, if the mind's not right, nothing else is going to be right either. Is the relationship okay?
No. Not at all. And I think I need to, make sure this is corrected and not that a part of, the whole that's goofing up anything to do with the relationship or whatever. If it's emotional, physical, the whole package.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's tied together. So, I mean, if the relationship's not right and you guys aren't close and things are on good terms, then, you can throw intimacy out the window. Forget all that. It's not even going to happen. And especially from a woman's perspective, too. But, yeah, I mean, if you're frustrated and you got a lot going on, maybe where there's a lot of things kind of stirring up on the inside, your desire is going to go down, and the performance is definitely going to go down. How long has this whole thing been going on in a negative way?
Probably for a couple months. Can you hear me?
Yeah, have you guys talked about it? Like, have you gone to any counseling or anything to try to straighten things out? Well, I can tell you right now, first and foremost, is to not be intimate until you get married. It's probably going to be your best bet. Nothing's going to make your relationship better until you build a solid foundation of trust. And it really does start by removing the physical part and focusing on the emotional and spiritual part together. Once that's strong, then the other will fall right into place.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online to show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. You have to be one to make the changes, though. Nobody else can do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your wife, your husband. Nobody can make and take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. So the question is, are you willing? Let's go to Becky now. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I have my tongue. I just, everything sets it on fire. My mouth draws like I've had something bitter, and I'm getting hoarser and hoarser. It doesn't hurt in my throat. And my lips are getting to where they're like chapped all the time and cracking on each side.
Could be a couple things. A lot of times when you have those kind of conditions, it can be nerve related. So you might want to have that checked out. And when I say that, I mean, you can go to a neurologist. I think that's a good way to go. Family doctor, then you go to a neurologist typically. But you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician or even a naturopathic physician. Take a look at that. And they've got some great alternative means to be able to figure out exactly what's going on and come up with a good game plan. So could be a vitamin B1 or B2 deficiency too. A lot of that can create burning and cause some cracking and whatnot within the mouth. So increasing your vegetable intake can be helpful. If that doesn't work, then you can look into the supplementation from vitamin B1, thiamine pyrophosphate, or riboflavin 5-phosphate, which is a derivative of vitamin B2. Hope that helps. Scripture for the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that is for sure. Dental visits now to ERs are on the rise. So Americans who turn up in the emergency room to get dental care really aren't lost. They're probably just running out of options. So according to a new report from the Pew Center of the States, more than 800,000 visits to the ER in 2009 were for toothaches and other avoidable dental ailments. People showing up in emergency rooms for dental is really your sign that your system is breaking down. And Shelley Gershon said, who's the director of the Pew Center's Children's Dental Campaign, it's just not serving enough people. She said, in the symptom in crisis, in hard times, states often cut Medicaid's dental benefits, pushing low-income patients from the dentist office into the emergency room. But the shift from Medicaid reimbursements to hospitals is still costly to states. So the dental groups have long since said that ERs only provide temporary relief for dental emergencies and lead to recurring hospital visits, which can burden the taxpayers for spending it in the worst possible way, she said. For example, the report shows that in 2002, Maryland had a 12% increase in the rate of ER visits and also Medicaid reimbursements for private practice dentists treating adult emergencies. Florida reported more than 115,000 dental-related ER visits in 2010. And in Oregon, a 31% hike of the ER cases among Medicaid enrollees over a three-year period. Access to dental care is also creating a surge in ER visits. Safety net facilities like community health centers are losing federal funding and are unable to provide comprehensive dental care. The report suggests several steps to alleviate this problem. States committed to serving more low-income people should ensure their Medicaid reimbursement rates are high enough to cover the cost of care. So that's catch-22. Do you use the hospitals or do you not? When you've got, I mean, my gosh, you get tooth pain, you're going to go. Regardless of what we've been going back and forth here in this article about the increase and this and that and the other, the bottom line is we're going to use whatever facility we have to get out of pain. That's just our human nature. But I do think we need to do something for reimbursements for the dentist, because, I mean, you start cutting Medicaid, you start cutting down the reimbursements, you're going to get a poor quality of care. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't mind. No dentist would mind giving some benevolence, for certain. But you start cutting the overall reimbursement, you're going to start getting some. The last thing I want working on me is a disgruntled dentist. Can I get an amen? Because I'm telling you, I don't like going to the dentist at all. Sorry, fellas and gals. I'm just not. It's just not my favorite place to go. I think you're great. Think you're awesome. But I just don't get real fired up about it. And I've had a couple of cavities in my lifetime, and it's just not fun. So I don't get real fired up about it. So you take a disgruntled dentist who's only going to get $15 instead of $80 because of my insurance, and he knows it. That's not going to be a pretty day. Last thing I want to do is be laying in that chair and have somebody with a bunch of instruments in my mouth trying to figure out and being real frustrated that my insurance ain't going to pay him. I'd be the kind of guy that would just pony up cash and just be like, look, man, take good care of my mouth. Just the way that I am. But it's crazy to think about that. But they're doing it with everybody. And doctors, it's happening with them. Physicians, happening with them as well. And it's going to be a challenge. It'll be interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. And I mean, just in the middle of all this, it's pretty intense. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Our preferred wellness providers, don't forget, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle based care, and they are growing every single day. It's pretty exciting. Samantha wanted to know, she's in California, and she wants to know about getting a personal trainer. Now, I talk about personal training a lot. Matter of fact, Fitness Together is a great national chain, our chain that we, as our provider in Chattanooga, phenomenal group of folks over there if you live in the Chattanooga area. But personal training is important. I think that everyone that embarks on any type of fitness routine needs to have a personal trainer, at least for a period of time. Maybe it be a month or 2 months, but you learn so much and your results are just phenomenal. You will double, triple the time and the results and not waste a lot of time. So I'm a big fan. Yes, I do think that's a smart move. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.